John, 3 weeks ago, the CBI at its conference called for a radical rethink in the school system. We've got a headline in front of us here: CBI calls for break from exams factory schools. Now, you're no stranger to CBI conferences, and indeed to this message that we're hearing in 2012. Can you just tell us a bit about your experience talking to the CBI on these issues?
Yes, it's really quite fascinating, because when John Cridlin addressed the CBI conference 3 weeks ago, he talked about, not in the exam factory, he talked about we need to move to a more rounded, grounded system. He said we have produced a conveyor belt rather than what he would call an escalator. Now, this is intriguing, because actually 26 years ago, I was the keynote speaker at the CBI conference, and I was talking about exactly those issues. And it is extraordinary, and it does make the point I've often made: he who doesn't understand his history simply lives to make the same mistakes again and again and again. Now, nobody could read or listen to what John Cridlin said without thinking this is actually a very polite way of saying England is going in the wrong direction and it needs to change. And he talked about a system which is far too related to statistics on institutional performance than it is on learning outcomes for individuals. And when I was invited to address the CBI in 1987, and it was a fascinating experience, I mean, there were 1,800 people in the room, there was full television coverage, it was wonderful, I was scared witless by the whole thing. And I knew I had exactly 16 minutes to persuade people that a change of something profound nature was needed. The profound nature that I talked about was the fact that our primary schools and our secondary schools are sort of divided. There's a wall there, that what happens below it is of no interest to what happens above it. And so I was trying to talk about the fact that primary educations in primary schools encourage children to want to think. Secondary schools encourage people to remember. And I made this point. After years of conventional teaching, I said, so many young people appear to have little personal initiative and so unwilling to accept responsibility. Because actually, at the age of 11, they were very different to that. So I was trying to say, and it went down very well with that conference, because directly the conference was over, I was approached by Kenneth Baker, who had just become the Secretary for Education. And he was intrigued by what I was saying, particularly because I'd put a great emphasis on the role of technology. To support, and that was a very new topic at the time. But the point I was making in that speech was that actually the role of school is not to produce good pupils, it's to produce good future citizens who know how to communicate, collaborate, make decisions, think for themselves. And the conference gave tremendous support to that idea. But when I went away and listened to the politicians talking about it, they were saying, actually, we dare not take on the challenge that John has talked about of reuniting primary and secondary schools. We just don't understand that. It's just too big. So let's beat the drums and say primary schools should do better what primary schools used to be seen to do, and secondary schools should do better what secondary schools should seem to do. And I said, actually, if only you could get your thinking together and see it as one piece rather than two bits. What primary schools can do is to get children to actually understand what they're doing, understand how to manage their own learning, getting to the point where progressively, and you still see this, thankfully, in 2012, good primary schools encourage children to ask such good questions that actually they don't need so much teacher domination as they get older. Now, the secondary system has never understood that. The secondary system has almost started, we've got a blank slate, and therefore from this stage onwards we'll take over, and it's not about children learning for themselves, it's about children being told what they need to learn. And we're now moving into a horrible situation, and John Cridlin touched on this when he talked about the need for teachers to tailor lessons to pupils' own abilities and attributes. What we should be moving towards is a system which so invests in the early years of education that as children get older, they become less dependent on the teacher, less dependent on the classroom, and much more integrated into the total life of the community, whereby they're working outside school. And when you think about it, adult life is not about performing well in closed institutions. Adult life is about doing what, Martin, you have always done. You've made your own living by picking up bits and pieces in different places, linking them together. The skill of the future is not about sitting in an institution and doing the way the institution thinks it needs to be done. It's about how you make the links between emerging ideas and new opportunities. From that point of view, too great an emphasis on school, and I said this at CBI in 1987, too great an emphasis on school actually infantizes children. So now in 2012, we're actually saying we'll carry that process on until the age of 18, not 16. And you remember what I said last week in the interview? Peter Puget was only 20 when he was given the job of commanding the ship that took Vancouver all the way from London to the Pacific Northwest, an 18-month voyage. So what I'm really saying in 87, which I think John Cridlin is saying now, is that learning is more than just schooling. And too much of an emphasis on the word school destroys the concept of what education should really be about.